I'll just set it here.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess, do you want to just say your real name and then your roller derby name, just so I know?
Okay. My real name is Brianna Schuyler, and my roller derby name is Stank Girl the Stench Wrench.
Creative name.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, first, before we get into any real questions, can I just, could you explain your first roller derby experience? Like, when you first saw about or first knew anything about the derby?
When I first knew anything. So I had never seen about before I tried out. I just a friend of mine was in it, mm-hmm. and I was in grad school in physics at the time,
okay.
and so all my friends were guys, and I was like, wow, I need to make friends with girls.
Yeah.
And then my friend was like, oh, you know, these are all these girls that you can hang out with, and so I went and I tried out because of that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And then so I just went to tryouts, I guess, which was like skating at the rink.
Right.
So. That was my first experience, I guess, was,
wow.
like, going to tryouts.
Right into
like,
it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So I had no idea, like, what it looked like or what they did, like, the rules of it. Yeah.
Okay. So you kind of just learned as you went.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's great. Were you a skater before that? Or did you know how to skate?
No.
They just taught you?
They basically taught... I had, like... I remembered, like, a year later that I learned how to skate when I was... Like, I learned how to ice skate.
Okay.
But I never really... I didn't quad skate at all.
So. Okay. Yeah. So, since you were just really kind of thrown into it, did you kind of expect the way they dressed? Or, I mean, like, the whole costuming aspect of it, did you...
I had, like, an idea. I looked online at pictures.
Okay.
So I was, like, super excited about that because it was just, like, so campy and ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, then you had a good response to it. Or how did it really make you feel, like, when you saw those pictures, like...
Oh, I was excited.
Yeah.
I thought it was great, you
okay.
know? Like, just the juxtaposition of, like, all this glitter and makeup and then, like, sweat and,
yeah.
like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just all that together was really cool.
Good. So then the naming process is obviously a big part of roller derby, too. Can you explain a little bit how you came up with Stank Girl?
Okay, so I knew that I didn't want something, like, sexy or anything like that.
Okay.
Like, I wanted something that was kind of funny, a little bit irreverent and gross.
Yeah.
So that's sort of how I came to it. I wasn't showering a whole lot at the time. Like, I was sort of in a phase.
Yeah.
And so that was part of it, too, I guess.
Okay.
Like, when I went to undergrad, I lived in Baltimore, so I was really into, like, John Waters and Divine and, like, all this, like, nasty, like, just look, like,
yeah.
ugly drag queen sort of scene.
Yeah.
So, like, that was sort of what I was going for, was, like, nasty drag queen.
Great. Well, that's good. So, when you were coming up with that name, do you think... Well, hey, I'll ask somebody else first. Do you think there are any differences between Brianna and Stank Girl? Can you talk a little bit about that? Or are they similar or different, mostly?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Stank Girl talks more and is more out there.
Mm-hmm.
Wears a lot more makeup.
Okay.
For sure. Generally... When I'm in that persona, like, I'm just more outgoing, I guess.
Okay.
Normally.
Mm-hmm. How does the costuming kind of function to help that, do you think? Or do you think it does at all?
No, I think it definitely does. I mean, well, okay, so maybe not the costume itself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, like, the actual uniform, but, like, putting on gear
mm-hmm.
makes a big difference for me.
Okay.
Like, I always think of the Almodovar movie, Talk to Her. Have you seen that?
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, okay. Well, they have, like, this female matador, and, like, in the
okay.
in the movie, they have a big scene where she's just, like, putting on all of her gear,
mm-hmm.
and it's, like, really intense, and so that's, like, what it is for me. Like, putting on the gear is just, like, super, like, you're getting into this, like, really
yeah.
intense mentality of, like, skating and, like, fighting, like, sort of. So, yeah, so I think it's the gear more than the uniform itself.
Okay.
But they go together.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. So, I know you already explained this to me off the
mm-hmm.
record thing, whatever. but what do you do outside of derby as Brianna?
Okay.
You can take your time. I'm going to edit it.
I'm a graduate student in neuroscience. I was originally in physics and then I switched.
Okay.
So, I basically do that. I do research in class.
Can you kind of describe a little bit about your personality?
I know
that's hard to do, like, about yourself, but if you can at all.
Let me see. That is hard.
Mm-hmm.
I like to dress in a fancy, or not fancy, I like to dress in it. I'm an independent spirit.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I focus a lot on school, and I work a lot, and yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well, in comparison to that, can you talk about Stank Girl's personality, too?
I would say maybe Stank Girl is a little bit more angry.
Okay.
Definitely more angry.
Yeah.
Now that, or at least more willing to, like, you know, say, fuck you, or, like,
yeah,
whatever, you know,
mm-hmm,
what I mean? In general. Other than that, we have the same flair for bright colors.
Okay.
And discordant sort of everything.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So the style you were just saying is kind of similar, like, with in terms of color anyways. But
definitely. When I got drafted onto a black and white team, and it was really hard for me because normally I'm really, like, I'd never worn black and I'd never worn white before. Like, I had no clothes of those colors, so I had to completely change.
Yeah.
And get new stuff. But my gear, actually, my skates and my, or so my gear is orange. So.
Okay. So everything you had the choice for.
Right.
You added the color. Okay.
Exactly.
On about day or even before practice, do you kind of notice any rituals that you have, or do you do anything to help transition into Stank Girl?
It's sort of natural. I don't really do a whole lot to transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not really. It's just like once I'm with those people,
mm-hmm,
like once I'm with my teammates and once I see the refs and stuff like that, it's like, it's just automatic. Yeah.
Makes sense.
And when I see them out in public, then, like, I feel like part of me becomes the way that I am at about or at practice.
Right. Okay. So the Res Dolls kind of have the vibe of, like, the crime syndicate. So how does Stank Girl fit into the Res Dolls in terms of that?
I guess as that, within that context, like, Stank Girl, which is weird to talk about in the third person because it's, like, me. So, like, I'm, like, the one who, like, has the tank and, like, the crazy, you know, like, machine gun, and it's just, like, like, crazy.
Okay.
Like, not, yeah. Not as cool as the rest. Not like, as, collected, you know.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I hate to call it, like, the costuming aspect, because I know it's not, like, I mean, it is a costume in a sense, but I don't mean it in a negative way at all. I hope that's not coming across that way.
No, I understand.
Okay.
No.
So how do you see that costuming aspect of the roller derby functioning, like, among the team and amongst individual players?
Oh, I think that the costumes and the themes are, like, huge. Or
yeah.
You mean, like, in terms of behavior, or, like...
In terms of just the roller derby in general. I'm trying to think... I don't want to, like, lead your answers at all, too, but how do you see it functioning for an individual player like yourself? Like, what does it serve to do, do you think?
Well, I mean, it definitely serves to, like, allow people to have an alternate sort of personality,
mm-hmm,
in a way that's, like, very visual and so very concrete.
Okay.
I think that the themes that we have as team, like, definitely influence our behaviors.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird, but, like, totally true. Like,
yeah.
All the Unholy Rollers, it really seems like they're, like, total wild girls and, like, just, like, really, yeah, like, evil,
yep,
I guess. Not evil, but, like, really, you know.
Like, misbehave.
Right,
like,
misbehaved, exactly, exactly.
Sinful, I guess.
Yeah. And then, like, our team, you know, like we say, one of our mantras is, like, be cool, calm, and collected, and, like, that's how we play, and that's how we interact with people. Just, like, you know, and the quad squad girls are really goofy and I don't know. It just, it's, it really allows all of us to, like, get into that role.
Right. And then the costuming comes into that kind of how, do you think?
Well, just, like, if you're wearing it, then you feel it. And if you're surrounded by women that look in right. that look like that, then you're going to act more right. in that way.
Good. And then I've never actually been to one of the after parties.
Okay.
But can you talk a little bit about those? Like, they're just right after the bout, and then... Actually, I'll make that more specific. Like, do you continue on as Stink Girl when you go to the after parties?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we hang out with each other outside of practice all the time, and we use our derby names, and we often wear our, like, derby jackets. And
okay.
So it's like... If I'm ever around those people, then I'm Stank at that point. Like, if someone says, if someone calls out Brie, I probably won't answer because I don't think that they're mm-hmm. talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely at the after parties, it's like, you're still who you were on the track.
Okay. Cool. Do you guys bring different clothes to change into for them?
Yeah, but you wear your team colors.
Okay.
Generally.
Okay. Are there pieces of your uniform that are specific to Stank Girl specifically? I know you mentioned your skates, like the color and everything, but...
Not really. I mean, I have a camo helmet.
Okay.
Camouflage helmet. And, I'm always, like, my uniform is always a little bit wrinkled and dirty.
Okay.
Which is, like...
Fitting.
Yeah, partially because I'm lazy and partially because I think it fits.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Stank Girl. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know that you guys have the option, like, of what kind of bottoms you wear. What do you wear for yours? Just
like shorts versus a skirt.
Yeah.
I wear shorts.
Okay.
My first year, I wore a skirt, and then I quickly like decided that wasn't for me.
It wasn't practical or something.
Well, it wasn't that it wasn't practical. It was fine. It was just like I didn't like the feel of wearing a skirt while I was playing.
Okay. Can you just kind of talk a little bit? I know this is kind of whatever, but when you get into your uniform, can you kind of explain like the feeling you get? Is there like a certain energy that comes along with it? Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's really empowering. I feel really strong.
Yeah.
In my uniform, it makes you 3 inches taller.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of tall, like I'm 5'9", but in my uniform I'm like 6'1", so like,
nice.
It just looks, it's like a different feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, it's, you know, it's, our uniforms now are all black, which is like not what I normally wear.
Mm-hmm.
I've started to wear more black, like after being on the team for 3 years, but so that just adds an air of like solid and strong, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. Kind of short and sweet, but I got a lot of good stuff though, I think. Is there anything else you wanted to add about like the costuming aspect of derby or anything you just want to say about anything, I guess?
I guess part of the costuming, what I like, I don't know if this is like what relevant to what you're looking for, but like the reason I think it's so awesome is because it's that mix of like really pretty, like prom queen, like lots of makeup, and then like really dirty, you know?
Yeah.
Like the pictures, I was just putting up pictures online the other day of like someone's broken leg, so it'll be like a mix of like mascara and then like fishnet burns and then bruises, you know, or like broken legs, and like I just really like that, like they're together in that way.
Yeah, so that's something I find fascinating too. It's like the really, it really emphasizes kind of like femininity, but at the same time it's like so, I don't know, like you can break your leg, you know. Not that that's not feminine, you know what I mean? Like,
right, I mean it's not considered traditionally feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
I guess that.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I really try to go like overboard with all the makeup and stuff like that and just make it kind of gross.
Okay.
Tammy Faye Undertaker is one of my favorites in terms of that. She's
okay.
on the Holy Rollers. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I'm meeting with her on Tuesday, I think. So
good. she, when we were at the last bout, she has this look like Tammy Faye Baker, which is like a lot of makeup, and she was in the bathroom putting on her makeup, and she puts on like fake eyelashes, and it's like all this blue eyeshadow, and then she started like, she put on something where it like made her eyes like sting, and like they were like watering, and it was horrible. Oh, no. And she's like, yes, this is awesome. Like, it was just great. Like
even more absurd.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
So yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, those are all the questions I had, so.
Okay. Do I take shorter than Rosie and Ace?
A little bit, but that's okay. I kind of changed the questions, too, and I didn't ask, like, I asked a lot of kind of irrelevant questions, so that's why I wanted today in class to kind of go through them and get more, like, yeah. Because each time you interview someone, you kind of realize what's working and what's not, you know? And
so, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
Sure.
We don't have to talk derby anymore if you don't want.